The movie October Baby has been in the news quite a bit lately, especially in pro-life circles, but also in entertainment circles because it's doing well at the box office. October Baby opened this weekend in Central Iowa, where Lutherans for Life is based, and our executive director and his wife, Roxanne, were able to see the film over the weekend. So I'm talking with Dr. Lamb about this film. And Dr. Lamb, what did you expect going in to see October Baby, and how did you find the film to be? Was it a good movie?
Well, I'd read some of the PR that's come out, as you said, especially in the pro-life community about the movie, and wanted to see it. I have to say that what I found after I got there was way beyond my expectations. Spellbinding is the word that just comes to mind. Both Roxanne and I were riveted to the screen in this movie. And I haven't said that about a movie, maybe never. It's been a long time. And I'm certainly no film critic, but there were several things about this. I thought the acting was superb. Rachel Hendricks, who plays Hannah, just portrayed that role incredibly well. John Schneider, who played her dad, did an outstanding job. The cinematography was so good as well, and the music, everything was very emotive kind of film. So I'm recommending that people see this, definitely. But it's more than all of that. The message of the film is so powerful because it shares this message that sometimes we don't talk about so much, and that is not just that abortion is bad, which it is, obviously, but that abortion destroys a life and a purpose and a meaning for that life. And in a film where you see someone portraying a survivor of a botched abortion, you get an idea of what we're losing day after day after day in abortions. So that, to me, that was one of the main things for us in the For Life community to be reminded of. And then the other aspect that came through was the forgiveness of Christ. And it didn't come through in a in-your-face kind of, offensive way. It came through very clearly, but very subtly, as she's sitting in a church visiting with the pastor and just his comments. And she is able to forgive. And so that message came through very well.
You mentioned this morning at our team meeting that one should bring several boxes of Kleenexes. So, and I can tell from how you're commenting on the movie right now, it was a very moving experience.
Yes, even just talking about it, it's one of those things where it's hard to relate what you feel there. And of course, we Lutherans, we don't talk about feelings a lot and emotion, but this is one case where I think it's okay to go and to get caught up in the emotion, because it takes you in a very real way into the message. When you look at Rachel Hendricks, Hannah, you get the feeling that she's a real survivor of a real abortion attempt.
There is a story related to the movie. The actress who played the mom in the movie has her own life story to tell.
She does, and I don't know if you want me to give that away in this interview, but as I said in our devotions this morning, be sure to stay. When the credits start rolling, don't leave, because Sherry Rigby's story, she tells her story at the end of the movie, and it's very compelling as well, and it brings about the whole message just becomes even more real because of her story. We'll leave it at that.
Very good. So we encourage everyone to see October Baby. check it out online. Find a theater near you. It's expanding in more and more theaters every week. And again, we encourage you to go and spread the word about this excellent movie. Thank you, Dr. Lamb.
You're very welcome.